Salam salam from BA. This is the Rorschach Ethiopia update from the 1st of May 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Ethiopia. Let's begin this month's first episode with news from the turbulent Tigray region. Geraju Reda, the former president of the region's interim administration, is at the forefront of the formation of a new party called the Tigray Democratic Liberal Party. This comes only a few weeks after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed appointed a new interim president for Tigray and named Geraju his East African Affairs advisor. Recall that Geraju was once a prominent figure in the region's leading party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. However, over 8 months ago, a feud between members emerged, notably between Geraju and Debrod Sion Gebrol Michael, the head of the TPLF, resulting in Geraju's expulsion from the party, and eventually the federal government removed him from the interim president position. In the Amhara region in north-central Ethiopia, judges are not happy with their wages. The region's Judges Association issued a statement on Sunday the 27th, saying that although its administration had approved a salary increase, it has yet to be implemented. The judges are also yet to receive increases based on the nationwide salary adjustments. The region's Supreme Court has also weighed in on the matter, affirming that it is contacting stakeholders to implement approved increases, explaining that the delay has been due to budget allocation issues. The region's judiciary has been in the news for the past several months, with controversial cases, judges detained, and most recently the approval of a bill that grants judges immunity. In Addis, on Tuesday the 29th, the House of People's Representative unanimously approved the Animal Health and Well-being Proclamation. However, despite unanimity in the House, stakeholders have considered the bill controversial because of major changes introduced late in the legislative stage. These include a punishment of up to 5 years in prison and 50,000 birr, which is almost $400, to individuals who mix animal products with offbeat odd ingredients, and animal owners will be required to report to nearby vets if their animals have strayed. The House's Agricultural Affairs Standing Committee chairman admitted that significant changes were made to the draft, but that they were warranted and in the line with the House's responsibility to prepare laws that enable workers and that resolve issues in the sector. Speaking of animal products, butchers are fed up with the ever-increasing taxes that the Ministry of Revenue is levying on them. The city's Butchers Association said it had even written a letter to the Prime Minister's office to have the situation resolved, but that the ministry has continued to levy an unreasonable amount of taxes. On the other side, however, government representatives say the tax they are paying is fair since they are selling meat for steep prices. More news from the House, as one member grilled the Minister of Urban and Infrastructure Development this past week over an amnesty report of human rights violation in the implementation of the Corridor Development Project, or CDP. The CDP is the government's initiative to improve the aesthetics and standards of living in urban centers. The member reiterated amnesty's concerns about the lack of due process, forced evictions and low compensations, if any, offered to expropriated residents, especially in Addis Ababa. The minister, however, hit back at amnesty's report, saying that it is unclear why the organization would express concern just now, since the affected residents in central areas of the city were living in makeshift houses, unclean, undignified neighborhoods, implying that the CDP would fix this. Amnesty's report, which called for an immediate halt to the corridor project, seems not to have done much as the project is going ahead with full speed, with the most recent Kazanchis corridor in Addis inaugurated just this past week in the presence of PM Abay and other dignitaries. On that note about PM Abay, he welcomed Tere Antonio, Angola's Minister of External Relations, on Thursday, the 1st of May. After welcoming the minister, PM Abay took to Twitter to say that Minister Antonio brought a special message from João Lourenço, Angola's president, but didn't say what the letter was about. Thursday was a busy day for the PM, as he also presided over a cabinet meeting in which the Council of Ministers passed numerous resolutions. The Council approved a loan deal worth about 11 million euros with the Italian government. Pending Parliament approval, the Council also unanimously voted for Ethiopia's membership in the African Finance Corporation. The Council additionally voted to reduce the amount of tariff levied on imports from African countries and directed a draft proclamation to Parliament for approval that will enable foreigners to own immovable properties and land rights. Shifting gears, the Confederation of Ethiopian Trade Unions held a press conference early this week ahead of International Workers' Day. The Confederation's president recalled that although they made demands to the Prime Minister in a meeting held about a year and a half ago, including the reduction of income tax rates, wage increases and the fixing of a statutory minimum wage, changes haven't been made yet. The Confederation called on the PM to hold another meeting to discuss workers' issues. They also expressed concern over plans for mandatory deductions from all workers for an emergency fund. The Confederation announced the slogan for this year's May Day celebrations, and if you haven't guessed it yet, it's "We urge the government to immediately respond to our demands." On that note about workers, this week, the Textile and Apparel Professional Association criticized textile companies for hiring untrained workers to avoid paying market rate wages to educated professionals. The association's heads also said this trend has rendered trained professionals jobless and is discouraging professionals from pursuing their Masters in Textile Engineering programs at university and vocational institutes. They echoed the Confederation of Ethiopian Trade Unions' call to fix a statutory minimum wage. In business news, Ethio Telecom briefed the public on Friday the 25th about its share sales, which began about 7 months ago. The company reported dismal rates. Even though the company issued 100 million shares for sale, only 10 million were bought. What does this mean in terms of cash? The company hoped to bring in 30 billion birr, which is a little over 200 million US dollars, and only managed to get 3 billion birr, about 20 million US dollars. The CEO explained that the reason for these lower than expected sales included the share sale only being open to Ethiopians, being capped at a billion birr, about 7,000 US dollars, and that companies weren't allowed to buy shares. She also revealed that the company will soon resume offering shares. Another state-owned company, but one that has not yet offered shares to the public, is Ethiopian Airlines, Africa's largest airline. It was in the news this week because it opened talks with Embraer, a Brazilian aircraft manufacturing company. The airline wants to purchase a regional jet Embraer E2, but the Brazilian manufacturer's heads see more avenues for cooperation in addition to aircraft sales, noting that they see Ethiopia as an attractive market. Embraer has already broken ground in Africa supplying its E2 aircraft to various airlines on the continent. News of Ethiopian Airlines and Embraer working together comes only a week after U.S. aircraft manufacturing giant Boeing opened its Africa office in Addis, a story we covered last week. In another update from a story from last week's show, Ababa Fakir, the arrested journalist for the renowned newspaper Reporter, had his day in court on Friday the 25th. The prosecution alleged that he was filming and recording officials of the Lidera sub-city in Addis on Wednesday the 23rd without displaying a journalist identification and aimed to stir the crowd. The accused denied having filmed or recorded them. He was released promptly after posting bail. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Want to share an episode? You can download any of them as an MP3 from our website at www.rorschach.com/Ethiopia. The link is in the show notes too. Ciao!